Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
All right, we're back. BDRS, 10 minutes away from midway point. We're out of here at 10 p.m. That means we have another hour and a half for you. The Freaks will be coming out at 9, so stick around for that. Real quick, Gio, let me take this call. Joe wants to talk to yourself and me, I believe. Go ahead, Joe.
Mo.
Yes, sir.
I like you, buddy.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm gonna start off with that, but
okay.
When it comes down to like news or anything like that, I want to hear Jerrica.
Thank you.
I really do.
She is a sweetheart.
No, she really is. You cut her off so much. And
Gio's a part of that too now. Don't just throw me under the bus.
Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Gio, come on.
Yeah, Gio.
We like to look at this.
Let her talk. Let her get through the news, man.
Yeah, but there's some things you just know from the jump. Like, we don't need to go any further. You know what I mean?
Gio's just trying to make her a better broadcaster, Joe.
It's a teaching experience.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe when you guys do that, it's more along the lines of building her a backbone. But she doesn't need it. Just let her do her thing.
All right, fine.
Yeah, guys, let me do my thing.
It's not so much a building of backbone. I wouldn't describe it as that. It's having the ability to properly select content and then translate that content to on-air broadcast.
Well, your wordage is the same thing as letting her build the backbone.
Okay.
You can't fool me.
All right. We're on the same page then, Joe. And we appreciate you listening. And we'll give her some more rein. We'll give her a longer leash.
Oh, God. I love you guys. Like, just let it all just flow.
All right, Joe. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
You have a good night.
All right, buddy.
All right. There you go, right there.
Jerrica, do you feel like we cut you off?
I feel like, yes, my leash needs to be longer, as Mo put it.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't even say anything, and you cut yourself off.
Yeah, you do, like, cut, yeah.
I was just sitting here looking here, and you go, oh, no.
Yeah, you can't be.
Yeah, but see, no, but it starts with you guys in the beginning.
Yeah, but
that's how it starts.
But when we're quiet, you have to take that opportunity and run with it.
Because that second story, I said nothing.
Yeah.
I merely looked in your direction.
Your face said something different.
Don't look at him.
That's on you, man.
Yeah. Like the people that don't want to see NFL players take a knee. Look away.
Right.
Look in your beer. Then you don't have to be offended by it.
Like, you stopped yourself. You went, oh, Gio hates it already.
Because I already know I'm going to get the buzzer.
And
that's,
no!
And that's a really good impression of you, by the way. Oh, Gio hates it already. I nailed it.
I thought it was Jerrica. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
So, I knew this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Mo, one of the most predictable Facebook trolls that I know of. I was waiting for it, and sure enough, about 12 hours ago, there it appeared. As if it was waiting there and just in a chamber ready to let loose. I knew I should have said this prior, and I've said it many times before, that your predictable troll job would be on full display when the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer was unleashed on the world.
Unleashed is a proper word for it.
Now, take a guess how many views the trailer's gotten in less than 24 hours.
More than Isn't It Funny video featuring Jerrica?
A couple more.
Wow, that's kind of bashing yourself, too.
Now, this is just off the official Star Wars.
Off the official.
Because it's been repurposed to other places and stuff. But just the official Star Wars YouTube channel, they released the trailer last night during the NFL game. Take a guess in little under 24 hours how many hits it's got.
Okay, I'll play along. I'll play ball. 4 million.
Try 15 million. Less than 24 hours.
Interesting.
Pretty impressive.
Wow.
I mean, I guess.
Well, it's Star Wars. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all right.
Now, this was, here's the trailer from last night. That's what I thought it was fantastic. I've watched this probably a dozen times in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Mo, not so much.
When I found you, I saw raw.
Yeah.
Untamed.
Yeah.
Power. And beyond that.
Why is he playing the piano? First off, who is he and why is he playing the piano?
That's Leader Snoke.
Who the hell is that?
He was the guy that was talking to Kylo Ren last time. He's the supreme leader of the First Order.
And I'll ask you again. Who the hell is that? Because last I checked Star Wars, the head honcho was Senator Palpatine, a.k.a. the Emperor, and he got dispatched.
Right. This is the new guy.
But where did he come from?
We don't know yet. That's what the movie's about. They haven't told us yet.
All right.
Something truly special.
Yeah. You got to admit, the score is exciting. The music is good. One thing about Star Wars is that John Williams is the man.
I know, but that's borrowed from the old one.
No, this is all original.
Something.
Look at haggard-ass looking Luke Skywalker.
Something has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
The Force is going to awaken, man. Mo, she cracks the ground. Her force powers are so strong, she cracks the freaking ground.
You know, it was probably loose concrete anyway.
And Luke,
I'm not impressed.
Old Luke Skywalker looks shocked.
Looks like Chris Christopherson. Wait a minute.
What?
He looks shocked. The guy saw a planet destroyed. The guy fought this and that, and somebody cracks the ground, and he's in awe.
She's strong enough to crack the ground.
Yeah, get that.
Seen this raw strength only once before. Didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
He saw this raw strength before. It didn't scare him then, but it scares him now.
And look, he fought Darth Vader. And he's scared because somebody can crack the ground?
He knows now because Kylo Ren is evil. He killed Han Solo.
Dude, they turned Luke into a straight bitch.
That's Kylo Ren.
Let the past die.
Can I stop you there? I'd love to let the past die, but you keep bringing it up with the retelling of this story.
Dick, just to be a dick.
I'm just saying, how about the writers let the past die?
Why you got a crap in my Cheerios, man?
I'm just saying.
Oh, look at Carrie Fisher. She looks great.
I wonder if she'll live. I'm just saying.
Really? Really?
I haven't seen the movie yet, Gio.
That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Kylo Ren is her son. He's on his way to kill his mother.
Oh, dude, that's fake. That's fake cutting. They want you to think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, this Christmas.
It's a lot of music.
The Porgs.
Who is this Muppet next to Chewbacca? That's how Han Solo. That's how you replace Han Solo with a friggin' kitty cat Muppet.
It's a porg.
What is a porg?
It's an indigenous bird to the planet Krait.
Where do we see the planet Krait at?
We haven't yet in this movie.
How do you know?
Because I know this stuff, man.
A porg.
It's a porg.
Get
I know
the hell
things.
Out of
it's
here.
Chewbacca's new friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Light the fire.
Light the fire.
Bring the First Order down.
We're going to bring the First Order down, Mo.
Let me point out, the Millennium Falcon must be the easiest ship to fly because apparently anybody that gets into the cockpit can fly the damn thing.
Chewbacca is flying the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
He's been on it for a minute. I don't know if you noticed.
Okay.
It'll light the fire. It'll bring the First Order down.
And 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you thought it was awesome or it sucked, I thought it was awesome. I've watched every minute of it probably a dozen times today.
Yeah,
you got Captain Phasma fighting Finn.
Captain who?
Finally. Captain Phasma.
Who the hell is Captain Phasma?
She's Captain of the First Order, man.
Where was he at in the first one?
It's a she.
Dude, get out of here.
Captain Phasma. Remember the chrome stormtrooper?
I guess.
That's Captain Phasma.
Phasma?
It's Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones.
It'll light the fire.
It'll come on, fight.
Come on!
Yeah.
This is not going to go the way you think.
think.
It's not going to go the way. Luke is saying, listen, this is not going to go the way you think, man.
And his typical overacting.
It's a bad idea.
For Phil.
Your destiny.
What is that whole fulfill your destiny lying in?
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you. Take my money now, man.
Oh, they already got it.
They did because I bought tickets already.
I bet you did, nerd.
Now, real quick, I want to read your predictable Facebook troll, which I knew was going to happen. I rarely go to Facebook. I scrolled looking for it today, knowing the route you would go because you always go this route because you like to stir the crap.
You're damn right.
It says, so Luke looks like Chris Christopherson and is a coward now. The production designers grew up watching Krull. Chewbacca has comic relief instead of Han, and there's a whole bunch of characters we don't care about. The emo strikes back.
Damn right.
Sigh.
It's a lot of baby emoting, and there's no men in this movie,
listen,
man.
Mark Hamill.
Whining like a bitch.
Luke Skywalker's back, dude.
Is he?
Yes.
Because he was like in a portion of the trailer.
Listen, the guy's been through a lot.
What? He failed at Kylo Ren, and then he ran off like a punk bitch. We didn't even see him in the first movie.
We saw him at the end. He was hiding and
doing what?
Because he's dangerous. He thinks he's dangerous.
So he runs?
Yeah, man.
That ain't the Luke I knew from Return of the Jedi.
Well, this is a new Luke, dude.
Yeah, it's a punk ass Luke. That's what it is.
You're trolling.
I'm really
not. You're trolling.
I stand by it all. Kevin, what say you?
I just wanted to say, Gio said 15 million saw the Star Wars thing in the last 24 hours.
Yes.
And Mo, you said 4 million.
Yes.
Well, if Gio's people watch it 20 times, it's about 1 million, really.
I did.
You know what?
I did watch it at least.
Okay, well, that's right. If everybody watched it 20 times, you're down to 1 million. So it really wasn't watched by 15 million people. All right, take care, Mo. I'm on your side.
All right. Woo, sick burn.
No.
Sick burn, dude.
Oh, you're trying to argue me that Star Wars is not popular?
I'm just saying, Kevin got you. You got to give him that one.
I have watched it probably no less than a dozen times. I watched it probably... last night I had it in a loop and I watched it.
Of course you did. That's why it's got 15 million.
And I broke down the scenes and I'm looking for clues.
Let me give you a clue. It sucks. Brad, go ahead.
You're going to see it.
Yeah, when it comes onto the balls box,
no.
I refuse after being burned.
You will go.
Gio, I'm not even lying
to you.
You're
going to buy into the hype.
I'm not even lying to you.
I promise you. Your kids are going to want to go, and you'll take them.
Brad, go. That would be the only reason I would go.
So you'll go.
Brad, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Yeah, I thought the trailer was awesome. It was it built a lot more tension, I think, than the previous ones did.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was setting up. I mean, maybe this is misdirection, that they're kind of setting it up for Rey to be the bad guy.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, I'm glad you said her name, because up until this moment, and I'm not even trolling.
Yes, you are.
I couldn't even remember what her name was. I thought it was like Rain or something.
That was a stripper name.
Listen, I thought the first trailer for the Force Awakens was phenomenal, and it built up hype in me that I was let down with personally. This trailer doesn't even look good to me. It's a lot of landscaping and a lot of music and Luke looking like a little bitch. I don't get it, but, you know,
I think this will actually be the opposite.
You may be right. Listen, you may be right, Brad.
I think the first movie, Episode 7, was kind of a letdown. It was such a rehash of the previous movies. And I'm hoping this one goes in a different direction.
Oh,
listen, really
yes.
Takes, you know, furthers the story.
Thank you, Brad. I agree with that.
I'm not going to ignore the fact that The Force Awakens went a little too close to the source material from the original Star Wars.
It was Star Wars. It was a retelling of it was the same plot.
It's a Star Wars for a new generation. But I will be disappointed if I get another Return of the Jedi. or Empire Strikes Back.
And I think that's what they're going to do. I bet you that's what they're going
to
try and do.
Well, it's going to be similar because I think it just has to be. But it's, you know, they got to, you got to stray from the source material now. You got to give me something new.
I bet you they
but
don't.
You know it's going to end on a cliffhanger. And
of course.
And it's going to be just like Empire where everything's gone to hell and now the redemption comes in the third act.
News alert, the first one ended on a cliffhanger. It didn't really have an ending.
It did? What are you talking about? Han Solo died.
That's in the middle of the movie.
No, it was the end. It's like the last 10 minutes.
But that wasn't an end of the movie.
It was the end of a childhood hero of mine, you jerk.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the whole big plot of whether the Empire was going to re-rise hadn't been answered.
Because it's part one of a trilogy.
Yeah, but part one of the original trilogy had an ending.
But part one wasn't initially a trilogy.
Yeah.
Star Wars wasn't designed to be a trilogy or a franchise. That's a fact. What do you mean you don't know about that? It's a fact.
David, go ahead.
Guys, you keep saying it's part four, it's not part one.
Oh.
But, Gio, you let that guy put you on blast by saying everyone watched it 20 times, but 20 times 1 million does not equal 15 million.
Oh, I know.
That equals 20 million.
Yeah.
Listen,
you should have put him on. You should have.
I should have caught it. You're right.
And let me tell you something. It was still a sick burn.
I have high hopes for this.
Me
this
too.
Next one.
Okay.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Okay, David, we shall see. Thank you for the call. Let's go.
I think the fact that J.J. Abrams is not directing this one is going to make a big difference because I've never been a huge J.J. Abrams fan.
I'm not a fan either.
I think he played too close to making a nostalgia film.
Well, he was. And again, but you pointed this out when we had an off-air conversation. When you direct Star Wars, you don't direct Star Wars. Disney and the producers direct it.
But J.J. Abrams is pretty high. And as far as the chain of command when it comes to this new Star Wars franchise, he's up there.
I was disappointed in the fact that Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote The Empire, wrote The Force Awakens and basically rewrote George Lucas' Star Wars script instead of giving us something fresh and brand. Everything that happened off screen would have been a better story than what they showed us. Let's go to Chad. Go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
No, I totally agree. I think they're going to show much more better of things that are coming. And I got to agree with you. As far as Luke Skywalker being impressed, I mean, we're talking about a man that is hung upside down on the Death Star whooping Darth Vader's ass.
Yeah! And all of a sudden, he's a punk bitch.
Exactly. And as far as 15 million views, those 15 million views are all watched by middle-aged men that are still into wrestling, watching four or five times in the past 24 hours.
Wow, Gio, he got your number. Thank you, Chad.
Listen.
Middle-aged men that still watch wrestling.
I'm not allowed to be excited about Star Wars?
Sure.
Don't act like I'm in the minority here.
Sure. Well, here's somebody that's with you, Freako. Go ahead, Freako.
No, I don't think I'm with him, but, you know, I got a couple things to, say here. Well, first things first, you know, Mo, I, too, was inconvenienced for approximately 15 minutes today, and that was during this entire Star Wars conversation.
Another sick bird!
But, you know, and I think Chad may have been the guy with the biscuits, but also, Mo, with regard to your wait time today, I just want to make sure if I'm allowed to go on 275 to go to work tomorrow.
Sure you are.
If you're going to permit that.
I will allow it.
Gio, I think we left off a key and crucial fact of that 15-minute wait for Mo today. I'm pretty confident he got a nice, sweet discount at Steve Hurley. So
we're waiting,
don't get it twisted.
You know, their life to be put back together. Mo is getting a discount. And he wouldn't even give his generator to the people in Puerto Rico.
It's not like you don't have Jiffy Lube right around the corner from his house.
Freako, thanks for the call. Listen, don't worry about the Mo Hurley.
You only got a Pep Boys right down the block?
Scott, last call. I like to take the car to where I bought it from to get it serviced.
Right, I'm sure.
Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, Mo, I have to absolutely congratulate you on that Carrie Fisher comment about whether she died in the movie. It may have been the funniest thing ever. I actually applauded. And I don't even know why I did it. I just started clapping. That was brilliant.
You're both disgusting.
That was brilliant.
Thank you, Scott.
You both disgust me.
Thanks, Scott. Call of the year. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it right there. See?
Too soon, man.
Too soon. 2-3 months ago.
Too soon.
You got to grab those gems while they're out there in the ether, man. All right.
Well, I'm excited.
Listen, I'm excited for you.
I already purchased my tickets for opening night.
Of course you did.
Because tickets are on sale. Get them now.
When does the movie even open?
December 15th.
You bought tickets in October for a movie that doesn't even open until December?
Did I stutter? I just said I bought tickets for the movie. I'm locked in. Listen, it's going to sell out opening night, man.
Okay.
I'm going to leave here on December 14th and go right to the theater and watch it.
All right. Fair enough.
Don't
do what you got to do.
Don't ruin this for me.
I'm not. I said I'm happy for you.
It's a dick to be a dick.
Unlike you, who cannot get behind my loves and my passions, I'm happy for you. I think the movie's going to suck, but I'm happy for you.
Apologize for the Carrie Fisher comment.
I can't do that.
Apologize.
It was too funny.
No, it's too soon.
It would be an insult to Scott.
No, it'd be it's an insult to me.
Can't do it.
Apologize.
I can't do it.
We're not going to go further until you apologize.
All right, I'm sorry.
I think that was very insensitive for somebody who's just died, passed away.
I'm sorry about my Carrie Fisher comment. Fair. Can we move on now?
Thank you.
Can I stop hearing this dirge music?
Thank you.
Lord, all right.
We come back.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been following the Harvey Weinstein story?
Oh, this is getting good.
Dude, it rolls deep. It rolls deep.
Cosby's like, go ahead, Harvey.
I was just about to say, there's nobody that is more excited about this Harvey Weinstein controversy than Bill Cosby.
Yeah, you better believe it.
He says, Harvey, you take the ball and run, my friend.
Go, baby, go.
It's all you. We'll get into that next. We got some audio, and we'll show you how much of a scumbag this guy is.
All right, it's the BDR.
Yeah.
So stop it.
It's the Mo Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.